You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Big Business Gang Radio. Every Thursday, 5 to 6. Only on Podcast Detroit. Tune in to Big Business Gang Radio with Cardi Arte and our hustle. Only on Podcast Detroit.
What's the business? We back live on Big Business Gang Radio, yeah. Powered by Podcast Detroit and Exclusive Visions. What's the deal? This your boy Cardi Arte. Follow me at Cardi Arte BBG, and I'm with my big bro,
Royce Fan. Follow me at Notorious Fan on everything.
Now, our hustle couldn't be here this week or whatever. I think he overslept, but it's all good. We're going to hold it down for him. Follow him at BBGRH500, BBGRH500. Hey, man, this week was a good week for me. You know what I'm saying? A lot happened. You know, Power premiered. You know, that was dope. You know, I had watched Power. You know what I'm saying? That's like my story.
Fuck Tyreek.
Yeah, that too. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I had my son for the first time the whole weekend. That was pretty dope. You know, got to do some father-son stuff. Whole weekend.
Ate some barbecue.
LeBron James went to the Lakers.
154 M's. Four years.
I was supposed to have my Lakers hat today, but the way my scheduling was, I couldn't go to Lids, but I will have it next week, my Lakers hat. Because I follow LeBron James. Wherever he go, I follow LeBron James.
That hurt, fam.
Yeah. I was cool wherever he went as long as it wasn't Golden State. I wasn't going to follow him to Golden State.
He couldn't join the enemy.
No,
the rivalry.
Couldn't. No, you can't do the Kevin Durant. You can't do that.
Can't be
we don't,
to join us.
That's not 500. But, you know, so... Yeah, that's the only person that's allowed to that I can follow and don't follow me back on Instagram right now. That's the only person. LeBron J, everybody else is a no-go. Now, DeMarcus Cousins went to the Warriors. So they done locked up another championship to me, man. It's looking pretty crazy. Oh yeah, now added to my long laundry list of things to do. I'm also picked up me a new artist. I'm managing Nadia Payne. Shout out to her. We're going to also premiere her exclusive single on Big Business Gang Radio.
Baller.
Yeah, baller. And also, we got $5 Sunday. That's coming up this Sunday. We're going to have exclusive vision scoop in the video in the building. We're going to also have Royce Fan hosting at the Mighty Wings.
I get everybody drunk too when I'm on the mic. And the bartenders get tipped good, and they get on a bar, they get twerking.
Yeah, and speaking of $5 Sunday, we got a couple of previous $5 Sundays artists here that we're going to interview. Shout out to Kev Jordan. He's going to be here. We're going to interview him. And shout out to ATG, they whole movement. We're going to get them in here too, you know. So that's what's up. Shout out to DJ Rich, and shout out to Jess, you know, and Podcast Detroit, you know, for making us sound good.
We just go get right into it, man. We got Kev Jordan in the building, a hot-ass artist from Detroit,
Michigan.
Yeah,
that's Michigan. What I said. I said that.
Kev Jordan, man, let's hear from you, man. Where you from?
Yeah. No. No. What's the topic for today, big bro?
Oh, we're getting into the topic.
Yeah, what's the topic for today?
Does an artist buzz determine... Fuck, I forgot.
Does an artist buzz determines their status?
That's what it is.
Yeah, determines that how good their... Does an artist buzz determines how good their music is? You know what I'm saying? Give them the number, big bro.
Call 248-579-5295. 248-579-5295.
Okay, we're going to get into this Kev Jordan interview right after this hot record. I think this is Set Me Free featuring Cardi Arte. You tuned in right now to Big Business Gang Radio.
Yeah.
Powered by Podcast Detroit and Exclusive Visions.
5 weeks on the beat. I can give you more advice.
I simply don't mix well with others. Excuse my lack of love for those running away from public issues I constantly publish. Allow myself time to adjust to what we just discussed. It can all just be a misconduct, a matter of subject. I got a bucket list of things before I kicked the bucket. My mother made miracles, seeing as how she prayed for us and trusting God to cover us. Dear aliens, who do you trust? Aliens, regardless of how you label them, I am not perfect. Leave it to fam to remind you of who you are and the value of what your worth is. And every failure that surfaces, I'm reminded of a success greater that never ceased my drive to continue with purpose. And it's worse when best friends who were family turn frenemies. I am my brother's keeper, but believe it when I say that he's no kin to me. Even when we pretend to be, set me free.
Set me free.
My spirit's been caged for so long. The streets ain't the same, so I'm gone. Tell my family I'm coming home, so
set me free.
My spirit's been caged for so long. The streets ain't the same, so I'm gone. Tell my family I'm coming home, so they say no good deed goes unnoticed. Above all, but God is where the quota is. And I quote, this feeling is more open. These lame brand niggas would never ever have noticed. This kid bred from the cloth, apart from being the poet, with spoken words fill the air like rumors I smell are potent. And silence I feel is broken. Telling the man to feel me is less likely to happen with his eyes wide open. I'm a nightmare awoken. You slept on this long enough. Like skeletons in my closet were bodies before corrosion. I'm certain the streets is watching. Curtains are never closing. The sanctuary is filled with exposition of souls, and it's a stairway to heaven. At the rate where I'm going, cause hell is right here on earth, and it's been that way for a moment. I'm back to set the record, no one surpassed the old one. Name one chain that held me, I haven't broken, so
set me free.
My spirit's been caged for so long. The streets ain't the same, so I'm gone. Tell my family I'm coming home, so
set me free.
My spirit's been caged for so long. The streets ain't the same, so I'm gone. Tell my family I'm coming home, so
the devil keep calling, but I must abstain.
Yep.
Thanks to the Lord, conquered a lot of pain.
Thank
yep, so his holy mercy must obtain.
Yep.
I was trapped in bondage until he broke the chain. Everybody say they real, but never as they claim. But you put your trust in people, you the one to blame.
Yep.
Some people out here sicker than mucus, quick to turn on you like their first name was Judas. Used to ride through the east side with my mags, up in high school selling Nick and dime bags. Went through my struggles, nobody was around.
Nope.
Went from a jail cell to a cap and gown. I look back and smile, changed my lifestyle. Mama, I hope you proud and bragging on me loud.
Yeah.
Mama spent many nights praying on her knee. Thank the Lord for his grace, cause he set me free.
Set me free.
My spirit's been caged for so long. The streets ain't the same, so I'm gone. Tell my family I'm coming home, so
set me.
My spirit's been caged for so long. The streets ain't the same, so I'm gone. Tell my family I'm coming home, so
5 weeks.
What's the business? We back live on Big Business Gang Radio, yeah. Powered by Podcast Detroit and Exclusive Visions. And I got our $5 artist, you know, Sunday artist, Kev Jordan. The man don't need no introduction. Put on a hell of a performance. What's the deal, man? We happy to have you.
Shit, what's the word? Hey, you already know I can't talk my shit. Hey, follow me. I am Kev Jordan. We out here. Mr. Hennessy. The Trap Denzel, whatever you want to call me, you know what I mean?
So let's tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Man, I might sound cocky when I say this, but I'm one of the best artists in the D. For sure. Wow. And not just rapping. Like, I don't just rap. Like, I'm an artist. Like, I write other people's music. I write for singers. You know what I'm saying? Poetry, like all that shit. So when I say artist like that, that's what I mean. And plus, I can rap like a motherfucker. So, you know.
I got a question for you. You say you one of the best artists in the city, right?
Yeah.
So you ain't add me up, gang?
Who that?
See, you can see, you got, if you ain't an Add Me Up gang, there's no way you could be the one of the best artists. I know, I'm just messing with you. I'm messing with you. I'm messing with you.
Like, he didn't put me in the trap.
No, I'm messing with you, though. I'm messing with you. I'm messing with you. So, you said you write poetry, right?
Mm-hmm.
What part do you actually enjoy more? Do you, so you enjoy writing poetry, or do you enjoy writing music more?
It really depends on my mood, because, like, I could start off writing a rap, but I'd be like, you know what? This, the way I'm writing it, it won't sound right to a beat, to me. So the way I express it is way different than, oh, my bad. Yeah, the way I express it is way different from, like, from when I do a rap.
So did you plan on coming out with a poetry book, or have you published any of your poetry?
No, I'm gonna do, like, some videos. I got this one called Must Be the Hennessy I'm about to release right after I release my Caking Up music video. So, yeah.
Caking Up. So what is Caking Up about?
It's about getting money, not laying up with a female. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right.
You got to lay up with a female sometime.
Not when you broke. Like, I can't.
Agree.
Like, cause that was a whole format in it. Cause I was like, I can't just be laying around broke with a female, and I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not feeling right. So when I say get money on, only time you ever see me caking up, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not holding hands or none of that. Like, I ain't trying to do none of that if I'm broke.
Don't mind on that money.
I feel that.
Ever.
So our next question. Now, I done did a little brief research on you. I see you do a lot of showcases and shows. How do you determine what shows or showcases you're going to do?
I mean, whatever I'm free for. Like, me, I work a lot. I go out of town a lot. Take care of my family. You know what I'm saying? Bills, all that shit. So, like, whatever's open, like, I just do it off the love. You know what I'm saying? Because I actually just start getting paid shows, so it's like, but I don't want to be like, you know, like cocky and shit and be like, you know, I ain't about to go to no showcase, but I need, you know what I'm saying? I like to meet the artists. I like to meet the promoters. I like to, you know what I'm saying? I like to get around like that.
So do you, when it comes to paying for shows, I don't know if you do or not, but if you were to, how do you decide which shows you are going to pay for or not pay for?
I mean, I depend on how much it is, because I'm not about to pay $100 for a showcase. I mean, like, $30 to $50, that ain't shit. But $100, I'm like, I'd be on the fence about it, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
But you know what I'm saying? That ain't really, because I blow money when I go out.
So you say you're a true artist. So you mean you perform all types of artistry, right? You can't, do you sing? Are you a singer?
I can't
sing. Or
you
just write for singers?
I write for singers. I can't sing for shit.
Okay, that's cool.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'm one of those, like, you know what, Kev? That ain't you, fam. Like, nah, I can't sing for shit. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I see, like, too, when on your, I see when you promote and you got something concerning you, it's like 3 or 4 Instagram accounts that be reposting and things of that nature. So, Do you also put that much effort? Is it that much effort in street promotion, or do you just, like, how do you go about?
I'm more of a footwork. Like, I footwork more than I, you know what I'm saying, on the net. You know what I'm saying, and for two, I do promote other people's stuff too. Like, you know what I'm saying. Like, Kev, I got this coming out. Throw this on your Instagram. Do this. You know what I'm saying. Ain't no problem. I show love. So. But, like, for me personally, like, I'm out in the streets. I'm always in the club, networking with people, probably at day parties, like, all that stuff. So if I'm free, I'm out promoting, and I always got something going on. Always.
Question, man. Who is Kev Jordan? Well, one word, man.
Ooh, I might have to fuse some words.
One word, man. Who is Kev
Just
Jordan?
Just one. Make it good.
I am amazing.
Amazing. Kev Jordan. Amazing why?
Because anything I put my mind to, I'm going to do it. Like, 1,000%. And I don't give up. Like, it's been times I was about to give up, but I never give up.
So that makes you amazing. I think of other words that mean
resilient, that, or, you know.
Yeah, like, resilient, you're devoted, motivated, you know.
I want to know, too, how you feel about $5 Sundays, man.
I liked it when I came, for real. Like, it was a good vibe. It was, like, for me, I was last minute with it. Because, you know, I honestly had a lot of shit going on. I just had, like, health scares and shit. Like, I got gout. My fucking fingers started swelling up. My body started swelling up. So, like, I was waiting for that to go down. You know what I'm saying? Then I got stitches in my face. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? I've been having a lot of
shit going on.
Yeah. So, I be waiting for all my shit to clear up, like, and I'm out here. But I'm still promoting, like, shit, even that time, even though it was late for me, I brought, what, like, 5 females to the show. You feel me?
That's what's up.
Like, anytime you see me, I will bring people to the show. Next time, I'm telling you, like.
Health is wealth for sure.
I got something.
I was eating bad.
I got something I'm going to make you, that can make you smile. It's unfortunate he ain't there, but Hustle, you know, you was one of the people that he first voted on, like, you know, that he enjoyed, you know, performance. So you did definitely, you won him over, you know what I'm saying, off rip. You know, I thought, I liked your performance too, you know what I'm saying? I showed you love, and I told people to show you love. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I like your energy, for real. Like, it was genuine. It wasn't, like, forced. Because, you know, I see it sometimes, like, in some showcases, they be like, who are you again? What's your name again? All right, we're going to do this for you. You know what I'm saying? So y'all was just, like, straightforward with me, so it wasn't no funny shit to me, you know what I'm saying? Because I act out on funny shit. I'm like, you know what? I ain't feeling this shit. I'm about to go.
We don't do funny shit. We do 500-ness. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that. And then you got to also remember, too, like, as us as artists, too, you know, we understand, you know what I'm saying? We also understand, mm-hmm. you know what? And we going to treat artists the way we would want to be treated because we's in that position. You see what I'm saying? So that's what it is. I just appreciate you for coming out, being professional, just like you was with this interviews on time, professional, mm-hmm. ready to go. You know, you seem like you're about your business, so that'll take you a long way. You know what I'm saying? So stay devoted, stay motivated, and keep on pushing towards your goal. You know what I'm saying? And if you really a great artist, and talented in all those areas, push each area to the limit. You see what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah. Do the poetry jams, you know, publish some poetry. You know, I want to see more of Kev Jordan. You know, I'm interested.
Oh, my foot
you
on know,
I want to see this amazingness that you talk about. You know, because like I said, I ain't met nobody amazing outside of Add Me Up Gang.
Hey.
So.
We're going to get to it. Trust me. Like, I'm never stopping. Like, y'all see, look, I'm in my uniform. I just came straight from work. Like, when I say I be dedicated to this shit, like, I write raps at work. I write poetry at work. I hit people up, like, producers, like, yo, I need a song for such and such. You think you could make, you know what I'm saying, 8 bars, 12 bars, 16 bars, you know what I'm saying? Make something happen. So, always make something happen.
So, upcoming artists, if you need a ghostwriter or managers, if you need a ghostwriter for your artist, Kev Jordan is the guy to hit. Right?
For
you
sure.
You gonna get him a hit.
I'm going to give him a hit. Platinum.
do you have any upcoming projects or shows that you working on? I'm talking about in all areas, whether it's...
Oh, yeah. July 7th, I'll be performing at the pool party for Floss' birthday. July 28th, we got a party at the Umbrella. Closer in July, like in the middle of July, we got a community cleanup with the Umbrella. What else I got going on? I'm performing in Chicago, actually, like, the day after the Taste Fest, which would be, like, July 15th, if I'm not mistaken. I got to look at my calendar. I'll be in Bermuda, my family reunion, but they actually in the music, too, so I'll be performing out there. I'll be on the islands and shit.
Bermuda.
What else? What else I got coming up? I mean, a bunch of showcases I'm gonna appear at. Just, you know what I'm saying? Come through, show my face. Either that or just show love.
Do you have any, I have a question. Do you have any videos out on YouTube or management
No management. I'm, like I said, I push myself.
You're hands on.
I'm very hands on. I got Caking Up about to drop in 2 weeks.
That's a video or a project?
That's a video. Actually, all this is going to be on my Hennessy Files project. I'm about to drop a mixtape called Hennessy Files.
Okay. And that's your first project, or do you have
one? It'd be my second. My first one was called Welcome, Mr. Hennessy.
And where you going to drop it? So I see you like Hennessy, basically.
You
like
mean,
Hennessy.
You know.
You need to get that brand ambassador.
That's the only thing to keep me zen. You know what I'm saying?
But you got to be careful with that, too, man.
I don't drink too much no more. I used to fuck myself up.
That flare up the gout, man.
I know.
Fuck with the gout.
That's what fucked me up. Yeah. But nah, it was that beer and corned beef I was eating that really fucked me up for real.
Yeah, that and beef.
I wasn't working out as much as I was supposed to. So I'm gonna drop those mixtapes. I'm about to drop Caking Up and Talking That Shit. I'm about to shoot Talking That Shit very soon.
Okay, well that's what's up, man. Again, get the people your Instagram where they can follow you.
Instagram, follow me at I Am Kev Jordan. That's my music page, strictly for music, nothing else. I mean, you know, whatever I'm promoting. Follow my Twitter, Mr. Kev Jordan, Trap Denzel. Follow my Facebook, Henny Jordan.
Okay, that's what it is. That's your boy. That's Kev Jordan. Thank you again. Hopefully we can get another interview from you. You know what I'm saying? I wish you much success in the future. Oh, let me give you, let's ask him the topic.
Question
before you go.
Okay.
Does an artist buzz determine how hot they are?
No. You mean like as far as like their song quality?
Music.
Like, no, because it's a lot of trash songs in the industry. That I don't like, and they got a hell of a buzz. And I feel like, for one, like, it's a bunch of Detroit artists I know should be in the industry right now. Over them main artists, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we had to say that for another one, right?
Yeah, that's what it is, though, man. That's your boy, Kev Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Follow him. And right now, we about to get into this exclusive single release from my new artist, you know, Nadia Payne, Baller. The video is coming soon. And you tuned in right now to Big Business Gang Radio, powered by Podcast Detroit and Exclusive Visions.
This life like we can hit the mall twice, buy you what you like, candle lit dinners, I know what you like, long strokes, deep strokes, I know what you like, I know what you like, I know what you like, come fuck with me, see what this life like, I know what you like, I know what you like, come fuck with me, see what this life like,
mean coats just to keep her warm.
This life like we can hit the mall twice, buy you what you like, candle lit dinners, I know what you like, long strokes, deep strokes, I know what you like, I know what you like, I know what you like, come fuck with me, see what this life like, I know what you like, I know what you like, come fuck with me, see what this life like,
when it's time to make a movie, she's my leading lady. She can have it, it's whatever, baby. Girl, he's mind blowing, so I'm
what this life like. We can hit the mall twice, buy you what you like. Candlelit dinners, I know what you like. Long strokes, deep strokes, I know what you like. I know what you like, I know what you like. Come fuck with me, see what this life like. I know what you like, I know what you like. Come fuck with me, see what this life like.
Jump fresh, then I hit the bank, make a withdrawal so I can hit the mall. Walking sacks up a couple racks and tell the clerk I'm trying to spend it all. Spend it all to get it right back. Take a L, bounce right back. Haters mad, they don't like that. So they sneak this and like the right stats. If you can't at me, don't type that. A mug is where the hype at. Ran up a check for these red bottoms. You the type to go swipe that. No Benadryl for my allergies. Just Benjamins for my therapy. Never broke again, we in a different league. Throw the ice on just to feel the breeze. Pull a coupe out, I got a need for speed. This is my real life, to you it's just a dream. Up in VIP with my whole team. And we all shining cause we getting
money
cheese.
Money be my medicine. These hoes make me sick.
What's the business? We back live on Big Business Gang Radio. Yeah. Powered by Podcast Detroit and Exclusive Visions. I got ATG, you know. What's the deal, man?
What's going on?
What's popping, y'all? It's K.E.'s, a.k.a.
Yeah, introduce yourself.
You got the three around. You ain't got Rich Lee around, but you got Big Quizzy, for sure. You got K.E.'s,
and
you got
Chef.
STF Chef. Rich Lee ain't able to make it here, but, you know, he's still ATG, all hustle, no luck.
Okay, for sure. Now, hey, man, this crazy, man. Chef, you chef, right?
Yeah.
Man, you got to teach me some of them young nigga dances, man. I was feeling, man, I got to get help, man. Can y'all give me some lessons, you know, maybe after the show?
Man, just check out the gram, videos. You're going to see it. It's the get off.
Yeah, I want to be in the get off too. It's the get off. Y'all heard him. The it's get off.
The get off.
Every time.
Okay, now y'all, you know it's crazy, man, because when y'all perform, y'all actually the youngest performers that we done had. You know what I'm saying? I see y'all moving, and I see y'all doing y'all thing. So who influenced y'all, and like what influenced y'all to do music and inspired y'all? Who idea was it first? It looked like you.
K was rapping first.
It's the buffs for sure.
Yeah, I think it's the buffs that got me confused. See what the buffs do, it confuse your mind.
K was rapping first, but I always rap like in school, I just ain't recording nothing. When K slowed up on a rap, I'm like, I'm just gonna go and do it. And then Rich Lee started rapping. That's my cousin, because that's my brother. That's my big brother.
Oh, that's your big brother.
Yeah, so he was Rich Lee was rapping with Quiz. So it just, and when I started rapping, we just all started rapping. K started back rapping. I learned from him, and then I made him want to get it, and we just running from it.
For sure.
Okay, for sure. Hey, K, man, I'm feeling the head rap, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm on your head with the head raps, man. So what made you start wanting to rap?
I don't know. Let me see. I just got one day. I tied it up crazy. It looked crazy. It was something different. I just rocked with it. And then Money Man started rocking with it with the Gucci thing. So then I just stuck with it. It is what it is.
So who was you, since you was the first one, who was your biggest influence to make you, you know, want to do the style of rap that you do?
You know what? I ain't trying to send no shots or nothing, but Chief Keef for real. And not because, like, you know, he just a hood nigga that came up out of nothing, and he ain't even saying nothing for real. But, like, he made cheese with it, and I just wanted to make some cheese a different way, you know. I mean, it seemed to be the same way as everybody else now, but
a but different way. But it was way. Chief Keef that inspired you to want to go.
Yeah, you know, it was just the way he did it. It was overnight almost, on house arrest, whatever. He was still doing this thing like that. But, you know, he still made it out, no matter what. He made it out.
Now, from that answer, I can tell you I'm relatively young. So, can I get, how old are you? Because I see you just graduated, right?
I just turned 18, like last week, right? Week before last. I graduated last year.
Oh, okay. And you the big one. You the big brother. So, you probably, I'm guessing, about 20, 21. I'm guessing.
Thank you. 25, though.
Oh, okay.
I'll be 25 in November 18th.
Okay, that's what's see the get off got you youthful. That's why I want to be part of the get off. You know, how can I get in the get off?
You gotta get up.
Okay, I see y'all just dropped a video too. I seen after y'all did the $5 Sunday event, I started seeing more of y'all. I seen y'all on Detroit Rap News. I seen y'all on and then I seen y'all drop another video too. You know what I'm saying? That was pretty
they gonna
dope.
Keep coming.
Yeah,
working.
So
LMZ.
Y'all have any management? Do y'all have any?
LMV.
LMV, that's like our own label that started by our pops and shit. You know, he got niggas back. He taking care of the business side that we don't know about.
Okay, shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? They having y'all together. Because the video's looking wet.
Yeah.
Looking crazy.
He actually, you know, I don't know what the pricing is right now, but he actually about to start branching out and just shooting for everybody or whatever eventually after, you know, we get our little thing popping off. But the quality is there. The quality is there. It's just the buzz. We're going to get that. Same thing with the music. Same thing with the clothing. This LMV clothing. Everything we're going to give you is going to
be
quality.
So y'all have the clothing, too.
Legendary Everything. Boss's clothing.
Everything. That's Chef, though.
So you tap in. I'll give y'all the breakdown a little bit later. The whole legendary LMV, like, it's just it's long.
It's a family.
Yeah, it's a family. It's all, we all vibe off of each other's energy.
Okay, I seen, too, y'all collaborated with Doughboy Clay.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying too. That was
shout
dope.
Out Doughboy Clay.
Yeah, shout out Doughboy Clay. That's my
guy.
They
one of the reasons I started rapping.
Yeah, I figured. Now I figured for you know what I'm saying, because it seemed Doughboy Cash Out. That's the answer I thought I was going to
get. Yeah,
that
is. That's the original.
A little
he threw me off with the Chief Keef.
Yeah, because it's not even for me. It ain't even about the music. Like I make the music to express what I feel or whatever. Because I know I'm better. I can just pick up and just be better.
I'm a boss.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? So
I rap like a boss.
It's the money side more so to anything to me. I'll stop rapping in a second if I can go make bigger money somewhere else.
So is this a group thing? Can we expect a group project, or is y'all moving in
group
each?
Group project for sure.
We got
coming.
A tape coming. We don't got no specific date. It's dropping real soon. Street Life the tape.
All Hustle No Luck ATG. You know, that's Rich Lee, Big Quizzy, STF Chef, and K-East. We got a few more artists. Shout out to LCF. You know, that's Ye Glizzy on that Highly Dotted. Chaba pat him down, you know, just like that.
Yeah, because I see, like, the videos that y'all have been dropping, it's been y'all together. Yeah. So that's why I figured that y'all
going to stay together no matter what.
Okay, so
it's
that's
stay like that.
So them songs that y'all got, that y'all shooting videos for, that's all going to be on the project.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
sure.
And we got some other stuff.
I seen y'all mans too, man, on the Hip Hop Laugh, man. He did
Rich Lee.
He makes that one
going crazy.
Rich Lee. That went viral.
Hey, go follow bro on the gram. Rich_Lee.
I wish he was here so I could ask him about that, man. What made you do that, and was that the plan to go viral? You know what I'm saying?
Because don't tell him what made you do that, cuz. Please, don't tell him what made you do
that. Oh, girl, that terrible-ass video.
Oh, yeah.
I did see that.
It wasn't that.
He told me he...
I don't even think he seen that.
He seen... Flu did OMG Flu. We tied in. He seen it on his page. He like, oh, that's fire.
Shout out to Flu, too.
So he tried it, and it just did that.
Ooh, I ain't going to tell you about that.
And it was crazy because everybody was saying, like, Rich Lee, he got it from Flu. But he did, but...
It was hype.
It's like the Geeked Up Challenge everybody was doing. It was just something different.
Yeah. All right. One of them things.
It's one of them.
So I want to ask y'all a different question. I'm going to go in a different direction. Now, how did y'all, with the $5 Sunday, how was y'all experience and... How did y'all feel the crowd, what received y'all? Being the youngest, you know, people that was there, how did y'all feel the crowd reacted to y'all performance and music overall?
I feel like it was vibing with them. Like, they vibed with
it. What you going to do? You hear some good music.
I'm going to get off.
You going to rock with it.
Because that was my first performance ever. I just started rapping 3 months ago.
Okay.
3 months.
Period.
Okay, and you the chief. You the chief.
I'm just kidding. Proof, thanks.
So, like, y'all doing more shows? Are y'all doing, you know, y'all starting to do more shows? Or is that the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan. Just flood the Instagram with shows. And, you know, we seen that out. Actually, my guy Will, I actually seen his post, and I did it. And...
Shout out Ace.
I'm trying to think of it. Man, it just be so real. We be so tied in, family.
Yeah, PSG. Oh, yeah. That's y'all his people.
We so tied in, you feel me? It's so real.
I didn't know y'all knew.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, so that's how.
That's how it came together. I seen him post it. I was like, all right, but we going to do that. And I told bro, come on.
Okay,
do that.
You ain't got no ID.
Well, that's what's up. Shout out to because I remember they asked me.
You ain't got no ID. We there.
Like, no, he good. Let cuz in. He good.
Get off.
You know what I'm saying?
That's his ID right there, though. You see him?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You see
them bucks? $4,000 ID on his face.
I can afford these. Don't ask me no questions.
Period.
It's the get off.
Simple. It's the get off.
So what's the next? What y'all see yourself? What's y'all 5-year plan? Well, no, don't answer that because I don't want y'all to give me the juice, you know, give us the scoop. I don't want y'all blueprint, but where do y'all see yourself in 5 years? But what is up, though?
Worldwide, number one song in the country.
Period.
In 5 years.
5 years, number one. I mean, it might be before 5 years, but five years at the latest.
Why are you so confident to feel that way?
Because
now you do know.
Dog,
people,
wake up confident.
I want it.
That nigga want it.
I ain't gonna lie.
He want it.
I'm the coldest rapper out.
He want it.
In my mind.
He got it.
That's just how I feel.
He got it. It's the get off.
But a lot of Detroit artists feel that way. So what makes you different?
Me? First of all, if you listen to my music, what I'm talking about is a whole different vibe. I will tell you how to go make $1 million without busting one scam, jug, anything illegal.
Bro ain't never sold no dope.
I ain't nothing.
He ain't snatched them glasses off. Nobody face.
Cash.
Period.
Hard work.
So the money gonna get you there.
The money, not even that. It's just how the word, it's how I'm laying it to people. If somebody my age, 17, like really, I want people from the age of 10 to 20 to listen to my music. They hear my music, they like, all right, if he can go and get all this and accomplish all this without risking his freedom and all that, I can do it.
Like wait. Why would you limit yourself to 10 to 20, though? You don't want to
reach? No, I'm saying, like, that's not just what I'm limiting, but that's the most people that
really, like, they looking up to these rappers talking about this and talking about that. So that's what they look at. That's what they want to do.
Right.
They want to go pop pills and all that. If that's the way you choosing, but I'm trying to let you know that's not the only way.
I'm trying to get some cheese.
That's it. That's all I want you to do.
Now, let me ask you this question. Okay, you said your biggest influence on why you rap the way you rap is Dope Boy Cash, all right?
Yeah, Payroll to be exact, for real,
Well, Payroll ain't got a top five song on the charts. So what is you going to do different, or why you feel you going to be different from your idol?
Just work. He wanted, I got to want it more. It's always somebody that's going to want it more, but I got to want it the most. I got to work hardest. Like, it's just, I got to go get it.
So, Kay, let me ask you this question. Since you was rapping the longest, have you dropped a project?
Kay out the way.
Right. Did you drop a project, or where have you released it?
I got Kay out the way. It's on iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube, Spotify,
all streaming platforms
for real.
Okay, so that's cool. You got that. You ain't dropped the project yet.
I ain't got no tape yet.
Okay, so
plenty singles we gonna listen to on YouTube.
He was on your tape.
He ain't even started rapping yet.
Oh, I just started rapping.
So how long ago did the tape come out?
Last year.
In the beginning of last year, end of last year, something. I don't know. I have to go exactly and look at it, but last year sometime. And then I probably was only rapping for like a year before that in a closet with my mans up the street, a little nigga that had a studio set up, seeing how it sound. So I knew I sounded different, so niggas wasn't trying to hear what I sound like in the studio. So they not gonna work with you and do everything that you need the engineer to do. They not gonna do all that. So I needed to figure out what I need to figure out if I even wanted to rap.
Now, when y'all, is there anybody that y'all want to work with that y'all haven't worked with, or y'all just keeping it all in-house? Because I know y'all did by Lil Clay, but anybody outside of that, or y'all just keeping it in-house for right now?
I actually got a project coming with Nisha Nache and OMG Flu. It should be dropping pretty soon. We getting it last touches done up.
Probably it's a whole project or a song?
It's just a song. It's a single. Called Ain't Looking Back.
I ain't really... Right now, I'm keeping it in-house, but if I had an option to work with Payroll, Cash Doll.
Okay. Your standards is you got some high standards.
Yeah. I mean, City Cash Kid. A lot of people say I sound like him. So, and I mess with his rap music flow.
Cash Kid. Mm-hmm.
So he going crazy.
Hey, well, it's the get off. Now I seen y'all too on $5 Sunday. Y'all had got two separate spots when y'all performed. Y'all perform two separate times. So when y'all do showcases, do y'all normally perform together, or do y'all solo slots and just bring
turn it into a concert?
It really depends how we feeling.
Yeah, we got right now four artists under our label, so we'll book the slots for every artist. We all got singles that we could perform with one another, but we just choose to mix it up a little bit, you know. We know we going to rock the crowd with this one. We know we want people to hear what Chef's saying, because Chef be talking crazy all the time. I'm going to be heard regardless.
Simple.
You see? So we just got to make sure everybody get heard anyway.
Sometimes we might just, we all be there and Kay perform, or sometimes we all be there and we all perform. I perform a solo, Leah perform a solo, and then we have a group song.
So who the one that y'all really pushing? You know, like, what's the main focus?
Ain't no telling.
Y'all just, you know.
Whatever happens.
Whatever, blow.
Yeah, we just about to take it serious at this point.
Highly doubt it. Go get that. It's me, STF Chef, Big Quizzy, Yay Glizzy. Imagine that. Go listen to that.
Shout out them the videos they shot, too. Watch them videos on YouTube, too.
With K-East, Rich Lee, and Big Quizzy. That's going crazy.
We got a few of them.
We got a few of them, but... Go check them out.
Matter of fact, JDI Productions.
Yeah.
Jew.
That's my dog.
That's our guy, man. We locked in. He shoot all our videos. Yeah, if not, LMV shoot our videos, which is in our own in-house. We not going outside the family. Extensively. We wouldn't do that.
We might work with somebody else, because you got to expand. You got to, but. most of it's gonna be in house.
We ain't doing none of that band hopping.
You gonna see LMV on jumping. The lot. You gonna see
LMV. The clique, being like, it's such. What's the oldest member of y'all clique? I'm talking age wise. Who like what's 25.
Yeah, I believe so.
So it's 25 and down. Oh, y'all got a lot of youth. Mm-hmm. Y'all like the Boston Celtics. You know, with a lot of youth, you know, a lot of talent. So, do y'all have a plan? Is y'all have a plan B, or like if it's don't, you know, work out this way?
I cook for real.
That's why you a chef.
Yeah, I cook for real. So, if like I still tap in. If you need an order, tap in. But I mess with this rap. But cooking is that.
What's your favorite? What do you do best as far as cooking? Making cakes.
That's it right there.
You're a baker.
Yeah, I mean, I can do whatever. I wouldn't label myself a baker. That's what I prefer to do. But I can't get busy with steak, shrimp, whatever.
How long you had a passion for cooking?
I've been cooking since I've been like 4.
Since this nigga could eat.
Who brought that passion, you know, out? Lit that?
Really? I used to be my great grandma. I used to be in the kitchen with her. So I just learned it. And then I used to cook regular food a lot, but I just expanded into the pastries, and that just was more fun to me. So I ran with that.
Okay, now KE's. Now my thing is, now since you was the one that started rapping, you said what inspired you, but what was it that made you finally say, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go do this and we're going to go make this, you know what I'm saying, happen?
Being broke. It all falls back to money. Being broke. You just don't want to be broke.
So you seen rapping as a way out of poverty?
Yeah, it's just another way. You know, it's either a mic, basketball, bus ticket, or, you know, a site. It's one or the other. Pick one.
Out of all your, now, this is where the biasness and truthfulness gonna come in with y'all. Who do y'all like out of your whole crew, like working with, that makes y'all get, I know y'all like working with everybody in your clique, but who really makes you get like, damn, when I get on a song with Chef, I know it's going to be a clique. We always.
Lee,
you know,
I mess with Rich Lee. But I don't know. It's Quizzy. K, I work harder when I'm with K, just knowing that's my brother and I want to outdo him. But okay. If I'm like, all right, I want to put a classic together, me and Rich Lee vibe just. When we on the song together, our vibe just different.
What about for you, Kay?
I don't know. I like everybody.
Yeah, but who really make that you really get excited about that brain that, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I kind of like Quizzy because he can tap into that life a little bit, you know.
What would you say your style mostly is as far as musically? Because I know your style already. So what was yours?
I don't know what to call it. That's the thing.
So if you had to compare yourself to an artist, style wise.
Only thing I can say is Sada, because he's different.
Sada Baby.
Just because he's different. That's the only thing.
That's local wise.
Local wise.
I'm talking about period.
Local-wise. I say Money Man.
Money Man, yeah.
That's money. You do that type of music, like the trap with the autotune.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's there it is. That's the get off. Tell people where they can find you and how I can get a feature from you, how people get features from you and all that good stuff.
Follow me on Instagram at stf.chef. Twitter, the same thing. If you want a feature, DM LMV on Instagram. You can find a link in my bio or type me in, K bio.
Yeah, it's K. You could just follow me on the gram at approved. Thanks. Spelled out just like that.
Why did you pick that for your Instagram? Like, that's what I need to
y'all
know
could go too. Check out that K out the way on YouTube too. The Instagram name, we're gonna leave that alone. Just check out for that. Look at that green check when you at the register.
Okay, well, that's what it is. We got ATG. We got ATG. Oh man, we got ATG. It was good having y'all guys. Thanks for performing at the $5 Sunday. I look more forward to more of y'all in the future. I'm following everybody, so I will be tapped in, you know. So right now we tuned in to Big Business Gang Radio.
Gang, gang.
Powered by Podcast Detroit and Exclusive Vision every Thursday from 5 to 6.
Approved. Thanks.
than a man. Always have problems. This shit ain't nothing new. Always young king, problems. I'm go. Young king, 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 I'm go. Young
ain't
king,
got
king, I'm
to
go.
Hide, cause I be living so free. They said the best times in life when they be free. But I be having fun when I'm working, getting cheese. It's motherfucking hater and motherfucking beef. Black people getting shot every day by police. I'm a nigga with attitude, it's fuck the police. I graduated school, so I be keeping the G. I'm still a nigga to him, but blacks calling me kings. With some diamonds in my Cartys, I be fucking the parts. I be trying to dance and get my drink on the parts. You a real one if you sitting in our section. Bitch niggas hating, but they never disrespect us. Cause everywhere we go, the soldiers keeping the weapons. And if they try to try, we sending them boys a message. And I be goddamn if they try to block a blessing. Had they mama on the phone making calls to the rebels.
Always been a man. Always have problems. This shit ain't nothing new. Always young king, problems. I'm go. Young king, 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 I'm go.
Young king, I'm go. Money never fold. Did it all in a day, never sell our soul. All this ice on my chest got a nigga cold. A couple bands and my friends got them bitches froze. Live life like a king cause I'm hood rich. Couple nights at the room with a thick bitch. Everything all gold like Trinidad. Fuck the bitch, now she pregnant claiming I'm the dad. But I ain't trying to hear that talk, all I want is lows. In the club blowing bands and a pair of lows. Cause I got my mind right, I don't plan to fall. So every time I step out, it's a player's ball. Shout out to Royce Finn, that's my fucking brother. If I got it, then he got it, ball like the thunder. Took a couple losses, but I bounced back. Now I'm back at king status, what you call that?
Always been a man. Always had problems. This shit ain't nothing new. Always young king, I'm go. 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 Young king, I'm go.
Dollar sign, nigga, check the background. Yeah, that's me behind tents like a campground. Run with the pack, plus the pack loud. Lack how, got it out that water like I'm baptized. Anti-social, neck full of gold, call me Stag Midas. Bitch, you talking to a king, better act like it. Feeling like Tay in these Cartiers. Got the crib for the low, I'm talking gas prices. Speeding up the lodge, me and Block fool. Chop suey with this Drake, get his block moving. Not losing, come short and we fox to you. Got shooters that'll blow you like hot noodles. Fresh than a bitch, watch the sauce drip. Young nigga push weight, no CrossFit. I just want the head from a boss bitch. Put it on your head if you talk shit. The man that is boss shit.
Always been a man. Always have problems. This shit ain't nothing new. Always young king, I'm go. 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 Young king, I'm go.
Torian, we hope you're okay.